Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church located in Evansville, Indiana. We are a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's good to have you here with me for a Monday, September 6th, 2021. This is edition number 73 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We are working our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism and we are considering numerous issues and implications of the sixth commandment, which is, thou shalt not kill. Let's pray together first, and then we'll dive in and consider some more of these implications that come out of that summary commandment. Let's pray. Our God in heaven, as we come before you again at the beginning of a new week and a new opportunity to serve you and to honor you and to glorify you in all that we do, we pray that you would help us, that we might understand these matters, that we might take them to heart to hear them and do what we hear. We pray for your grace and strength even now as we consider this most important commandment given to us in your word. And this we pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we are considering the sixth commandment together. This morning, we have begun looking at what is required in the sixth commandment. And as I've mentioned previous, I'm going to take up some of the expressions, implications that are highlighted by the exposition of question 135 of the Westminster Larger Catechism. But just to remind you, question 68 of the Shorter Catechism asks what is required in the sixth commandment. The answer is the sixth commandment requireth all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. This morning I want to take up the phrase that the Larger Catechism offers in its answer to the duties required in the sixth commandment when they say a sober use of meat, drink, physic, sleep, labor, and recreations. There we note 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different items that relate very much to the care of our bodies. Now, it's important to realize that we were made body and soul, that the body is not a throwaway device. It's one of the reasons why I generally counsel people away from cremation, because people tend to think that the body has no value, has no reason to be treated as something sacred. But the fact is, it is. God made us both body and soul, and so we should be mindful of keep taking care of our bodies as well as we take care of our souls, our minds, and our hearts. And so, if we are to rightly keep the sixth commandment, we need to consider these matters. And so the first one there is a sober use of meat. Now, sober is what the word means, what it sounds like. It's a rational understanding. It's not out of control. It's guarded. It's governed. It's disciplined. A sober use of meat. And now, as we look at Proverbs 23:20, we have given to us one of the proof texts, anyway, of this particular matter. Proverbs 23:20. There we read, "Be not among drunkards or among gluttonous eaters of meat." Now, in America, we are generally not lacking for food. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. We have great opportunity to eat pretty much whenever we feel like it. In my study right now, at the bottom of a filing cabinet is a numerous bags of snacks that I can dip into during the day when I get hungry. But we are to be mindful of the fact that overeating or gluttony is a sin, and it violates the sixth commandment. One of the great troubles facing many in the West is overweight, obesity, and much of that is because of a lack of sober use of food. Overeating. Instead of eating to satisfy, we overeat, and then we pay the penalty for that. But not only a sober use of meat, but also of drink. And then again, in Proverbs chapter 25, 1 Timothy 5, there we read where Paul gives that instruction to Timothy No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. Now, this may get me in trouble with my Baptist friends who believe that the Bible prohibits any use of alcohol. It doesn't. It warns against overindulging. It warns against drunkenness, but it does not prohibit the use of alcohol. In fact, I can functionally prove it. When we are told in Ephesians chapter 5, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Here, Paul could have flat out told us not to use wine in any way, shape, or form, but drunkenness is the issue, and it is also part and parcel of the qualifications for the office of elder. But it should be soberly used, not overindulging to the point of drunkenness. It goes on and then to say that the sober use of physic. Now, that's an ancient word. It's a word that we're not very familiar with, but this is simply medicine or seeking medicinal help and aid. We must and we should, if we are to take care of our body and to keep the sixth commandment, we should indeed make use of the modern medical inventions. But it's a sober use, not overindulging in prescription drugs to the point of addiction, which is, again, another epidemic that we find in our world, but to use them as needful. If I have a headache, it's silly for me to walk around all day long complaining about having a headache when I can take a couple Tylenol and probably get rid of it. Sober use. Isaiah 38, verse 21, now Isaiah had said, let them take a cake of figs and apply it to the boil that he may recover. Now here is ancient medicinal practice. We might read that and think, okay, that's interesting, but we probably would not do that today. I don't know. Maybe some people would. But we should make use of a sober, of medicinal purposes, seeing our doctor on a regular basis, getting a yearly checkup, being diligent to do that. I confess that I'm not very faithful in this area. I hate going to the doctor, not because I don't like doctors, but because I hate spending the time. Go, wait, sit, maybe get called on time, probably not, and then get there and get rushed out and go to this lab. Gets a little tiring. But it's necessary. If we're going to keep the sixth commandment, take care of our bodies that God gave us, we should make use of these things. Sleep. This is one of those areas that some people greatly struggle because of medical reasons and other ailments. But in general, we should labor to get the rest necessary that we might be able to fulfill the functions of the day without growing weary and physically tired. Psalm 127, verse 2, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Now, here, Solomon is not saying that you can't get up early. I'm an early riser. I work best in the morning. I'm a morning person. Some of you are a night person. You're a night owl. You like to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, be that as it may, we're all wired differently. But we do need to get the sleep needful in order to accomplish the purposes of the day. Some people need 8 hours of sleep. Some people only need six. I'm in the six category, more or less. If I get 6 hours, I'm usually pretty happy with that. But we're all wired a little bit differently. But the point is that we need to get the needed rest for our bodies, that we might then faithfully perform the duties of the day that's in front of us. Labor, a sober use of labor. Some people just work too hard. Now, this is not an appeal to laziness. I have a hard time with people who are lazy. Part of that is because I tend to tip in the other direction, maybe in the wrong direction. Some would say that probably, I guess. I don't know. But we should work hard as unto the Lord. We should be diligent people, but we should also know when that breaking point is. We don't want to, you can overwork and harm yourself. And 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 12, now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. And so we should be doing that. We should be diligent to work. But there is such a thing as workaholism, if you'll permit me that phrase, where you, because of your work, you sacrifice many other things that you're also responsible for. So you need to maintain the balance in your job and in all areas of life. A sober use of labor and a sober use of recreation. Some people spend far too much time playing and far little time working. They think that all of life is one big game, and because of it, they sacrifice many things, many responsibilities that they have to do each and every day. And so we note from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4 and verse 11, we read there, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. And so there is a time to play. There's a time to work. There's a time to sleep. There's a time to go on vacation. There's a time for these matters, but we need to remember that it's a sober use of each of these items. Again, some people spend way too much time playing, watching TV, surfing the internet, whatever the case may be, and sacrifice as a result their other responsibilities. All of these, if not properly used, a sober use, lead us to break the sixth commandment. To be a glutton, to drink, to excess, to drunkenness, to not take advantage of the medical science that is available to us in the 21st century, to deprive oneself of sleep, to overwork to the point of workaholism and sacrificing other responsibilities, to the point of play or entertainment or recreation, to the point of sacrificing other responsibilities. All of these, if not properly governed, do violate the sixth commandment. And so we need to think through all of these carefully. We need to evaluate our days and our week and assess things under the rubric, under the umbrella of God's moral command for us. And so each of you likely will have one or two of these areas to think through more carefully. I know I do. We all do. But the Lord is kind and patient with us as we seek to honor him in these areas. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. If you have any comments, you can leave me a note. The way to do that is there before you on the screen. So until Tuesday, when we continue looking at the sixth commandment, picking again another item from the larger catechism, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk with him. God bless.